So I wonder what you value most about having a friend. Perhaps it's someone to talk to, someone to laugh with. Maybe it's someone you share a common interest with, perhaps a sport or a hobby. Maybe it's someone to play with during the school day. Or it could be someone who is a great work colleague. The Bible values friendship, and it can help us to think about friendship, and that's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. As I said at the beginning, we're going to look at three proverbs about friendship from the Bible. And a proverb is a short, expressive saying which gives a bit of general advice and wisdom for living. The first two are from the Old Testament, the book called Proverbs, and the third is a proverb from Jesus on the day before his crucifixion. I've chosen two from the book of Proverbs, but there are a number of other proverbs on friendship that I could have chosen, and Vaughan Roberts refers to some of those in the book. So there's more to discover in Proverbs. I believe there are over 900 proverbs in all in that book. Well, let's open our Bibles and find the first one for today, which is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. And you can find that on page 653 in the church Bibles. And Israel is going to come and read that for us.
Proverbs 18, verse 24, page 653. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
Thank you, Israel. Let's say that verse together. Because the Proverbs are short, they're quite easy to memorize. So let's say the reference, and then we'll say the proverb together. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. So this proverb is about loyalty in friendship. A loyal friend is someone who sticks close to you. A loyal friend is reliable. They're there for you when life is difficult, not just in the happy times, but in the tough times. This proverb talks about a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That means someone who's more loyal than even a member of your own family. So when you look to make friends, look for loyalty and look for faithfulness. When you're being a friend to someone else, you should look to be loyal and faithful yourself. This is the kind of friend that we want to have ourselves, and it's the kind of friend that we should want to be. The proverb begins, "A man of many companions may come to ruin." It could be translated a person. It's not specifically talking about men. It's men and women. A person of many companions may come to ruin. When difficulty comes in life, having lots of friends doesn't necessarily help. A person with lots of friends can still not find the help that he or she needs when trouble comes. This proverb is about quality over quantity in friendships. This proverb describes a loyal friend sticking closer than a brother. This means that a loyal friend is sticky. Be a loyal friend, be a sticky friend. Now I want you to imagine you've got a small ball of blue tack in your hand that you can roll between your fingers. Now blue tack is good when you want to stick a poster on the wall, good kind of sticky. But blue tack's not so good when you get it stuck in your hair. So when it comes to friendship, aim to be the right kind of sticky. Yep, somebody who's there for people through thick and thin, but not somebody who's a pain because they're sort of around too much. When you're in trouble, it will be the one or two sticky friends who make the difference. So aim to be a loyal friend, a sticky friend, and look for loyalty and stickiness in the people that you make friends with. I mean, obviously we can't have this with everyone, can we? And hopefully each of us has a pool of friends, but in the middle of that will be one or two people who are the friends who stick closer than a brother. Now, it is important to understand that you can't expect to have a loyal friendship instantly. I think we all know that, and particularly as we grow older. We can't expect to have a loyal friend straight away, and also we can't expect to be a loyal friend immediately. True friendship takes time, and that's just part of the way life is. The wisdom of the Bible is that it's better to have one loyal friend who sticks with you than lots of friends and acquaintances who may be pleasant companions, but they aren't really there for you when the bottom falls out of your world. So first proverb, be a loyal friend. The second proverb is about wisdom in friendship. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, and you can find that on page 647. Elizabeth's going to come and read that for us.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, page 647. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Let's have a go at saying this all together. We'll say the reference, then the verse, and then the reference again. We've got a loose connection here. Can you hear me? Yep. So reference, then the verse, then the reference again. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Walking with someone means spending time with them, journeying together through life. This proverb teaches us that wisdom rubs off on us from the people that we talk with and spend time with. He who walks with the wise grows wise. So how do we tell what wisdom is? Well, this is one of the most important questions in life. We need to grow in being able to discern wisdom from foolishness. This is one of the basic things of learning to live life well. As a modern day proverb says, all that glitters is not gold. Just because someone is initially attractive to you as a friend, they're funny or you like their company, it doesn't mean that they're actually wise on the inside. We need to go beyond the surface when choosing our closest friends. Wisdom is about how to live well and how to live for God. In fact, that's a good way to understand the book of Proverbs with all its hundreds of proverbs. It's a book about how to live well and to live for God. Wisdom is caught from the people around us and from the people we listen to online and through social media. Proverbs 13:20 tells us that if you walk with the wise, with wise friends, you will grow in wisdom yourself. But in contrast, the person who hangs out with fools will get into trouble. A companion of fools suffers harm. C.S. Lewis, who wrote the Narnia books, also wrote a book called The Four Loves. And in this, he writes, friendship can be a school of virtue, but also a school of vice. Friendship is ambivalent. It makes good men better and bad men worse. So friendship with someone isn't automatically good. Not every friendship is good and helpful. Friends can help us to live life well, but they can also lead us to live life badly. Friends can help you follow Christ well in your day-to-day living, but friends can also make it very difficult to follow Christ and even cause you to stop following him. So we need to choose our friends, our close friends, well. This proverb shows us the wisdom of spending time with wise friends. If you spend lots of time talking to someone who loves to make easy money through corrupt schemes and scams, well, you may start doing the same thing yourself. If you spend time with a friend who regularly gets into fistfights, well, the same thing might start happening to you and you'll suffer harm. If you spend lots of time listening to people who don't want to love God and tell you that church is a waste of time, well, it may well pull you away from God. In contrast, if you have wise friends who are seeking to put God's word into practice and to do his will, they will encourage you to grow in godly living. This is the benefit of real Christian friendships and friendships in the church family. Growth groups are a great place to cultivate these kinds of wise friendships. So is the 421 Youth Group and the All Saints Sunday Club. So Proverbs 13:20, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Spend time with wise friends. We now turn to think about a proverb from Jesus about friendship. And Sarah's going to bring our gospel reading. It's from John's Gospel, chapter 15, and you can find it on page 1083.
So that's page 1083. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Our third proverb is about the friendship of Jesus. Let's say that proverb together. I wonder if you spotted it. It's in verse 13, starting greater love. So let's say the reference, and then the proverb, and then the reference again. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 13. So here in John 15, Jesus is teaching his first disciples, the apostles. It's the evening before his arrest, trial, and crucifixion. These few verses are full of the word love. I counted the words love and love 9 times just in the short passage that Sarah read. Here Jesus tells us that love for one another is central for our friendships in the church. Verse 12, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. And then he says this phrase that has become a famous proverb. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Love is important, and Jesus here says that the greatest love is to give up your life for the sake of your friends. There isn't really any more costly love, is there? Here Jesus tells his first disciples, the apostles, that they are his friends. They aren't just servants, they've become his friends. And he tells them ahead of time about the meaning of what's going to happen the next day, which is Good Friday. Jesus is going to die on the cross. But it won't be a purposeless death. Rather, Jesus will be laying down his life deliberately for the sake of his friends. Jesus dying was an act of friendship done on behalf of his friends, the disciples. So the cross shows us the friendship of Jesus. The cross shows us the friendship of Jesus. He's saying that the greatest love, the greatest act of friendship is to lay down your life for your friends. And this is the wonderful message of Christianity, that Jesus did that for his first disciples, and he did it for us as well. His death wasn't a mistake. Jesus went to the cross as an act of friendship. He died to wash them, the first disciples, and to wash us as well, to wash us clean from our sins. You may remember that that same evening he washed his disciples' feet, and that was a picture of the cross being an act of washing from sin. This is at the heart of the Christian faith, trusting Jesus to take our sins upon himself on the cross. And we find here, perhaps surprisingly, that it was an act of friendship. Jesus places it at the heart of Christian friendship. He wants us to love one another, that is, the other people in this room here today, the church. He wants us to love each other in the same way that he loved us. Verse 12, love each other as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. That's pretty amazing to hear, isn't it? The kind of level of love that Jesus is looking for in his church. Well, let me summarize as we come to finish. We've thought about the importance of loyalty and friendship. Be a loyal friend. Look for loyalty in others. We've thought about the importance of wisdom and friendship. Spend time with wise friends so that you will grow in wisdom. And we've seen that the cross shows us the friendship of Jesus, because when he died, he laid down his life for his friends. The wisest friendship that you can choose is to be a friend of Jesus. If we walk with Jesus, we will grow wise ourselves.